And everybody used to hide. So Kiyosi, when the chief in charge, when he came into the city, and he asked like the father of Zerah, you didn't collect enough money this year, where's the money for the taxes? Omelah, he would be able to answer back and say, listen, me man, me boy, from who shall I take the money from? Like nobody's here, very few people live in the city, that's why they're not collect so much money. Then it says, Kinicha Nashe, when Avud of Zerah died, right before he died, Omelah, he said like this to his son, Mestoma, Shkoylo Tlaisa Meya, take these 13 coins to Tzara Li Bisa Dine, that are wrapped up in this bag, to Hadru Lane, return it, Lepanye, to a certain person. Why? To Shakatinu Minei, because I took it from him, for the taxes, I collected from him taxes, but really the truth was, I did not have to use the taxes. So you see how honest his father was, the mama, she gave back this extra money. Now the Mishnah says, Amar Rav Shimon, Betchilo hayu kairin oisei. At the beginning they used to call them oisevei shriyas. In other words, the Mishnah says one of the psulim is doing business with perish shriyas, not only doing business, but if you were the ones that collected the perish shriyas, that's what he says. That Betchilo hayu kairin oisevei shriyas. People that would just go and collect in the perish of shriyas, they also would be posel liyedis. Just the Mishnah says, Mishurabu ha-nosim, when it came to the tax collectors, then Chazur l'kroysen sechreshvies. Then they came to say, no, the only people that are psulim liyedis is only people that really do business with the perishvies. But not only if you just collect, bring in the perishvies. So now explains what does he mean to say. So now says, my comma, what does he mean to say? So now says like this, that Amar Rav Yehuda ha-hokel comma, at the beginning they used to say that people that would just collect, take off the fruits off the trees and bring them home, they're still kosher. Why? Because you're allowed to take payers home and eat them. You just can't do business with them. But people that do business with payers shvius, they're over the yisr, and therefore they're posuliyedis. But misharabu mam tziyam moyes aniyim. A lot of people, what they used to do is they used to pay the poor people aniyim, and tell them the Asli Aniyim, and the Aniyim would go down to the fields, the Asvilu, and they would gather together a lot of Peris, Humaisi, and bring them back to the Balabatim. So Rashi says, Bishvil HaMois, Fehevilu, Seichri Shriyas, that's also called the doing business with Peris Shriyas. The Aniyim were doing business. For Achmona, the Torah says, the Ochla, the Lusreira, you can only eat it and not do business. So therefore, Chazru Leima, they said, Echad Zeh Psulim, whether you're just collecting the payers, bringing them home, or whether you're doing business with them, in both cases, you are Psulim Liyedis. Father Mer says, Kosher B'Bnei Rechba, the B'Nei Rechba had a question on this. Hi Mishurabu, why Nesim, what does the Mishnah say when there became a lot of tax collectors? Mishurabu HaTagrim Mibolei, it's nothing to do with the tax collectors. Joshua said when there came a lot of people doing a business with the parish shvius, then they said it's also. So Rav Edwards like this. At the beginning they used to say whether you're a tagre seichre shvius or whether you're just collecting in the parish of shvius, you also psulim. In both cases it looked like you're gathering the parish sin to use them to sell them. So therefore you're a person. But Mishurabu ha-nasim, when it came the time when you had to pay a lot of tax, what does that mean? Anunya, that the tax collector, Rashi says, mas, shegreva melech menatfua, kach v'kakur menased l'shona, you have to pay this amount every single year. And even on shvius also, you have to pay this amount of taxes. So in this case, it's mutanat to collect your payers. And really, could the machlus Rabbi Zera, like Rabbi Yana made an announcement. Puku the Zera of Shvius. He was even matter them to go and plow and plant on Shvius. Rashi speaks out, it means Shvius is man of Zera, it's only Midi Rabbonin. So therefore, since it's only Midi Rabbonin, so therefore, like Mishum, Kuach Nefesh Kamato, to have the money to pay the king, they were matter you to go and plant even on Shvius. Mishum Anunya. So that's the way it was. So once this happened, Chazun Olam, then they came back to say, Oisveik Sherem, people that just collect in the payers of Shvius, they're not doing any Yisra, that it's mutter to do in order to pay the taxes. Only when you become Sulim, only Seichrim Sulim. When you take the payers and do business with them, the Seichrim, the business you do, that's what's awesome. Rabbi Chia bar Zarnuki, Rabbi Shimon bar Yitzadik, Rabbi Kazli le'Avri Shana. To Asia, they were going down to Asia, Asia. They were going down to make see if they have to make an extra year to the month or not, and an extra month to the year or not. That's what they were doing. So that was that Paul Gabor Rosh Lakish, they met up with Rosh Lakish. If for Badai, he also said, I'll go with you. Omar Ezel Echsei Hechi Avdi Uvda. Let me go see and see. Let me see what happens. What happened was, Chazi Eluga, when they were walking, and Mashaf Nilmer was on the year of Shrius, so Chazi, they saw Eluga Avramin, to Kokorv, he was, Chorosh Rashi says, he was plowing his fields on Shrius. Omar Lehansar said to him, Koyin, this person's a Koyin, the Chorosh, and he's over the east of Chorisha. So Rashi says, Koyin Chorosh, Zek Koyin Lu, Shechorosh B'Shrius. Like we see now, the Mila Kamon, Nechshidu Kahanam Ala Shrius, that the Kahanam Vela Choshid on Shrius. So he said, look, the person's doing an Avera. Omru Lev, he said back to him, no, Yochu Leime, he has a right to say, listen, Agistin Ani, B'Seichoi, that you should know, Rashi says, I'm only hired to work on this field for a guy. Rashi says, here, the karka shanokhri, you belong to a guy, so if I have a right to work, so you can't tell me I'm doing an Avera. So he went on, Suchaz, he led him, they saw another Maisa. The Hugav, they saw a person, Tevi Kosach Bekarme. He was also, he was Zayma Rashi says, he was pruning his vines. That's also to do on Shavis. That's the way of making it grow better. Omelens, he said to them, Kain again, this person must be a Kain. The Zayma is over the Yisr of being Zayma or pruning his vines on Shavis. Omelens, he said back to him, no. Yochalem, the person could say, Laka Be Sabara Nitzorach. That I'm pruning is not for the purpose of making the vines grow better, but I need the small wood I need for my Beis Abad. Rashi says, "Utsuich Beis Abad mixture as at the purach hazaisim gesheitzim oisim b'chera." Like I have to use these small woods for my wine press, so I'm not doing it now for the purpose of making the vines grow better. I'm using it for the purpose of the wood, and then it's mutter. On the hands, he said back to listen, "Halev yodeya." The heart knows, Rashi says, like, Libri Yodayim, Liakon Eskavon Alakakusai. Moses says, Im Laakel, Im Akusai. Like, we'll see, like, his heart could tell us, what did he mean to do? Did he mean to do it the Heter, or did he mean to do the Yisr that he's really pruning the fields? So Moses says, Hayom Liberation. Which case happened first here? And then, if you want to tell me, how come I said the first case happened? Om Liberation, ho? If the first case happened first, if so, then Leimu Agistin Ani B'Seicha. He should have said the same answer. That maybe what he was hired by the Goyim, if that was the case, if he said that first, he should have answered the first answer in the second case also. El Ho'am Liberation. First he said the second case. V'adom Alehach, then he said the first case. So therefore, he didn't come on to this answer yet, that he could be by the Goyim. So first he answers by the vines, maybe he's doing it for himself. Maybe he's doing it for the Beis Abad, for the oil press. But then later when he saw him doing Harisha, then he can't say that. Then he had to come on to, then maybe he was working for the Goyim. The other one says, Maishim Makoyim, how come he's called him a Koyim? Mishum the Chashidi Yashvis? Because you know, that's the clown. Usually a Koyim with Chashid on Shvis. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape. The you're holding up Chof Vochum Ralph in the middle of the Gemara. Now, the mice was they saw people being Oyvid Yisra Shriyas working on Shriyas, so they called him a Kayin. So, one says, Maishin a Kayin, how come he called him a Kayin? Like he thought to say, if a person is working on the fields on Shemitah, most probably he's a Kayin. Why? Mishum the Chashidi Yashriyas, because that's the Mitzvah, that Kahanim are Choshid on Shriyas. And what's the riot? It's now we learn like this. So truma shenoflo lemeya soyin shal shvius. You have one saw of teres of truma that fell into 100 soyin, 100 bushels of teres shal shvius. So locher is tala. Lemaisid bottle bright. That's the locher truma is bottle chad b'neya. If one apple of truma falls into 100 apples, it's bottle bright. You'll not eat them all. So even though it's teres shvius, Teres Shvius will not eat. She'll even the Yisroel could eat these teres. What about Kochos Mikan? Let's say the apple, the saw of Truma, fell into less than 100 of chulun of shvius, then halacha is yikavu. You have to just let it rot away. You can't use them. So the question is why? The vinam bo, we ask the question on this. Ama yikavu, why do you have to let the payless rot away? Like what happened here? One saw one bushel of apples of truma fell into 50 bushels of apples of shemitah. L'maisa perish shemitah, you're allowed to eat. So the question is, why do you have to let it rot away? You can't use it. Yimachrenu l'kayin. Whoever owns it now, whoever has it, he should be able to take these 60 bushels now and sell it to a kayin. And b'dinei truma. And he can only charge how much truma is worth. Because the maisa, what happened here? It's one bushel of truma that got mixed in here. But a kohen is allowed to eat truma. True, the Yisrael can't eat it. But a regular kohen could eat it. So let the Yisrael sell it to a kohen. Chutz mitnei yisrael. True, one bushel of truma, that you can't charge him. Because the real parents of truma, the mitzvah is to give it to the kohen for free. You can't charge him. It's only the other 50 bushels that you have here, which is really chul and yours, just you can't eat it because truma is mixed up. So you can't eat it, but at least you can sell it to a kain. That's the question. Why does it say he has to let it right away? Why can you sell it to a kain? The Amr of Chiyah Mishmei Dula. From here we hear, Zaysameres, here we learn out, that Nechshadul Kahana Mashriyas, that we do not let you sell these pairs of Shriyas to a kain. Because Kahanam are Choshed. Amr Yeh, so Rashi says, why? Nechshadul Kahanam, Lihashoysoy Shriyas Achaz Manabir. That Kahanam will let it stay a long time, they won't eat up the peiros right away. They'll leave it over after the Zman Deer. To Mara Bohatera, they'll be Nara Heta for themselves. Mishum Vishdari Truma, the Kodesh Kodoshim Gabayo. Since they're allowed to eat Truma and Kodesh Kodoshim Kahanim, so they'll think who are din? Shriyas Namu will not eat, even later on. And that's a mistake. So therefore, we do not give over peiros Shriyas to a Kohen. So they're called Nechshadu Ashriyas. They'll be Mara Heta to say, just like they're allowed to eat Truma and Kodesh Kodoshim, they don't have to be noy shvius, even though it's kedusha. They could eat it anyway. That's the proof. Kahanim a little more heter too much on inyan shvius. Omru truduhu din. Rashi truduhu din kanterhu ze umatriach b'dvarim. As here the mice was that they met up. The mice was Reb Chiya bar Zanuki, Reb Shimon ben Yosadik. They went and they met up with Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish is the one that asked them all these questions. Questions. They said, "Now, to Reish Lakish, you're bothering us too much. You're asking us too many questions." So, Kimata Lahasam, when they got to the place where they, to the Aliyah, the attic, where they wanted a cheshbon, if you need an extra month to the year or not, what happened was, those two went up, Rabbi Chiya Bar Zanuki and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yosadik went up to the attic, Leigra, but Shafu Ladagam and Tusayu, when they went up there, they took away the ladder, that Reish Lakish couldn't come up. The kids said they didn't let Reish Lakish come into the room. Is also the kind of Rabbi Yechanan. So Reish Lakish came back to his Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan and he told him, "Omalei bnei yodam achshudim al ashriyas ksherim le'av hashana." Like, how come we're letting these two Talmid Chachamim go and think if we need an extra month to the year, they're chosher al ashriyas? So Rashi says, "Shenasus negurim l'rishoyim," because they came to answer the Rishoyim that Reish Lakish held those people were doing averus on Shemitah. And they came to answer as if they're their friends. So that they're also chosher on the Yisr Shriyas. Hodr Omar, then Rabbi Yechanan said, "Lekashli mid is not shver to who ashloishu roye boker, ashloi boker perakrein gadol." That's also as good. Yeah. For Rabbanon, it's not worse than the Rabbanon asked three shepherds should there be an extra month or not, and they relied upon them. So you see, you could rely upon even people that are not so don't know the halacha. For Rabbanon ashrivino somach and still Rabbanon. Yeah. And the Rabbanon still was samech on them and used their authority for the Ibra Shana. So you see, you could rely on stam people. Omar, he said, "Lay dummy." Shlaka said back, "No, there's no proof from over the lay dummy." Hosam hoder imnu Rabbanon v'yavru lo shasa. That over there, the pshat was the Rabbanon, they themselves thought over, should we really make an extra month of the year like we had before? But they didn't really rely upon the shleisha v'yavruka. But hocha kesher rishoyimu. Here, these two, they're mamash a kesher of Rishoyim. We'll soon see what that means. Kesher shor Rishoyim. The kesher Rishoyim ain't in a minion. You can't include them. The chur, they don't have the right to make the extra months of the year. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Do akoi." No, that it's not nice that you're calling these two big Talmid Chachamim Rishoyim. It's not nice what you're saying.
as the Nakashoyim. And Kiyosla comes Rav Yechanan, when Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon came in front of Rav Yechanan, tells Rav Yechanan, Omrule, Kori Lon, Raye Bokar, Vloyamale Mar, Vloymidi, that did you let your Talmud Reshlokesh call us, stam like shepherds, and you didn't say anything back? Omrule, he said back to him, Fikor Lachu Raye Tsoin, Mayaminale, like what can I do? Like what could have I said back? But really Reshlokesh Rav Yechanan held like they weren't to show him. Now the Gemara says, "My Kesher Rishoyim." What does it mean, Kesher Rishoyim? What did Rosh Lakish mean to say that those two were called the Kesher of Rishoyim? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "Shavnoi Heve." Rashi Muna Al Beisay Shachizkiyo Melech Yuda. Shavnoi, he was the head in charge of the house of the king of Chizkiyo. Heve Dorish Betleisa Ravsa. He Darshin 13 Ravsa Big Rabbonim. Some learn. And Chizki Heavy Dorish Bechatzor, he dashed in front of 11 Ravso. Kiyosi Sancher, when Sancher came, the Tsar of Yerushalayim, and he captured Yerushalayim, Kosir Shavno wrote a letter like this, Pisco, Shodi the Giri, threw it in an arrow, Shavnoi Visiata Shlimo, that you know, Shavno, we're ready to make peace with you. Chizkiyo Visiata Leishlimo, but Chizkiyo, he's not ready to make peace. Shemin Apostle says, Kina Yerushalayim Yidruchun Keshis, Kanunu Chitzum, Al Yeser. Heavy Komistapi Chizkiyo. So Kitzva they wanted, Shavna wanted to make peace, and Chizkiyo did not want to. So Chizkiyo got afraid. Oh Maduma Chasu Shalom Natiya Baita the Kutchabruchu Basa Ruba. Like maybe Hashem would go Basa Roy, like Shavnoi was the rogue then, and Kivun the Ruba, Mimsure, Inonami Mimsure. Since most of them want to make peace, give over to them, maybe that's the way Hashem wants it also. So Bon Novi the Novi came, Vyom and he said, Vyomaloi, Loi Tormun, don't say this. Kesher lecholasha yamin omazir. Kesher, kloimar. Kesher rishoyim hu. These people are rishoyim. The kesher rishoyim ain't a minamini, we don't count them. Holach lachsav le kever, the kibre beis David. So he wanted to do is he wanted to build a kever and a kibre beis David. Bo novi, the novi came, the yomlo said to him, malachopoi, what are you doing here? Milachopoi. Ki chasat mechopoi kever. Him yashem at lalecho, totela gever. Totela gever. Hashem is going to make you yet move around. But this is not going to be the place where you're going to die. You're still going to have to move around. So this is not the place where to make your kever. Omer Rav, Rav says, Tetula de Gavri Koshim Ad Yitzasa. Here we see it's harder for men to move around more than ladies. That's why it says here, Tetula Gever. Like you're going to have to move around the moving of a man. And since a man has to make the panosa, it's harder for him to move around. He can't find the panosa in moving around. The Itcha Ito, what does that mean? So, Amur Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Malamed Shepocha Boy Tsaras. That the Oynish came upon him, Tsaras came upon him, leprosy. Sifocha says here, V'itcho Eito, V'sifosa V'yal Shofam Yata. On his lip you should cover it up. So it means covering up here means he covered himself up because he had Tsaras. Then the Pasuk says, Tsunoif, Yisnefa Sinfom, Kadur Aloris, Rechovas Yudayim. That Tana, what does it mean? Who Bikesh Kilo and Beis Abinecho? He wanted a curse. His base, his master, he wanted a curse. Like, give and make a bet for Chizkiyo. The figure, therefore, Nepa Kvoida Lekolim, Shavnoi's own covered, went down the drain. Ki Avinofik, when he went out, Iyu, Osa Gavriel Achte Ladosha Biape, when he went out, Gavriel came, and like banged on the doorpost, Mashraisu, and Omru, they said like this,